From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A strong earthquake shook central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least three people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital Rome, where people in homes in the historic center felt a long swing followed by aftershocks. We're continuing to follow this story and we'll bring you the very latest as we continue to get more details. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jurabulus, now under the control of Islamic State. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from the Islamic forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force ISIS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast on Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over and into the Sea of Japan. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act and that damages regional peace and stability. Abe says Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S. and South Korea and the United Nations. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tensions between the two countries and a day after South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader in the northern city of Sokoto. Chris Stein reports.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
South Sudanese opposition leader Riek Machar is said to be getting medical treatment in Sudan. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington after visiting sections of southern Louisiana earlier Tuesday, where flooding has forced thousands of people out of their homes.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods early this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. The American Red Cross describes the flooding as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in Guantanamo Bay is making a case for his release. Abu Zubaydah had not been seen in public in more than a decade before Tuesday's hearing. The U.S. accused the Palestinian Zubaydah of being one of the most senior figures in al-Qaeda when he was captured in Pakistan in 2002, but has since dropped that claim. Zubaydah has never been charged with a crime. And U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Tuesday that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapon attacks. Speaking to the Security Council in New York, Ban said the world is not adequately prepared to deal with such an attack. He urged the Council to look at ways to strengthen the Resolution 1540, which set up barriers to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of non-actors, a diplomatic term for terrorists. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.